Is there also communication between the different migrant producers and also non-migrant producers? So communication, how to go on, how to have, how to make things better? And
do you not in that level. We try to bring them together. The most successful initiative was the Musik Weltmix, which is a crossover show. We brought, for example, the Tamil show together with the hip-hop show, and they were talking about hip-hop, so the music was the subject of the show, and they were talking about hip-hop in their own, in their cultures. Like hip-hop is very spread in Sri Lanka, and it also came up from the lower class, and they're talking, trying to point out, you know, what's not good, social problems, and the same thing about how hip-hop developed and how it is today, you know, this gangster hip-hop. So they really were talking about that one thing, and this brings people together. I've noticed that the guys who from the Tamil show that took part in this special show, they were very interested. They liked hip-hop a lot, so it was very natural. And this was how we could bring them together. But this was very specific, bringing two shows together. When we tried to invite them here for other events, not many people came. So it's very difficult to do it on that basis, but we noticed that when we put something that might be interesting for both of them, then they come and they participate actively, and they exchange ideas, as we always wanted to do. But it's a difficult thing, especially because the volunteers, they come here for their shows and then they leave. So having this roof, feeling the roof on the top of their heads, like the hip-hop show belongs to Radio X as well as the Tamil show, it's difficult for them to get that feeling, especially if they don't stay very long. Like people who stay 1 or 2 years, they have that much less than the people who have been doing the show for 10 or 12 years. They get that much, how to say, they know what Radio X is and why they belong here and what kind of things we do. And that this exchange, this intercultural context is very important for us.
That's an interesting point, because that's a question we also have, because Silke and me, we are also, we try to bring up an intercultural woman project, and we found the question, what is it, what is interesting? And what you say also with the producers, I think, okay, I talk a bit now, we found it also as a question for producers in common, not only migrant producers, but also the question, how is it they come and do their shows? They have all their different meanings they put in there. Some just want to make music. Some have political things they want to talk about, or have the things they are interested in, like movies or whatever. But how to bring them together, to communicate, to really to talk about issues that are interesting for a society. And it's a nice point you told us, that it was this special music who brought them together. I think it's a kind of a search we have to do. What is the thing that can bring people together and talk to each other, and also to say these different cultures as a possibility to see things, to find new things.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a wonderful experience. We have done that for 2 years every month. It was a monthly show, and now we are looking for other kinds of music. So For example, we have no Greek show. And there was someone who said, oh, I would love to do one, and I couldn't give her a positive answer, but now I'm inviting her to this crossover show to introduce Greek music. So we allowing having other kinds of music that that we do not cover in our program, in the languages we have in the program. So it's beginning to change because we have done that quite a lot, and it became more difficult to find two teams to be together. But I think I can already say that I feel they have more. I don't know. They even if they have been in the same show with two or three other shows, they feel like the feeling of belonging to this radio, to this community, and being asked questions on something you know about. It gives them a good feeling, you know. They are the experts of that thing they have been doing for so long, and I think this is also a way of giving something back, you know, like rewarding the voluntary job these people have been doing for so long.